Good evening, everybody, and this is the Beyond Adventure Podcast, where four of the most genius players in the world come together to play Call of Cthulhu. Let's go ahead right now and do our introductions.
I am Daniel Ortegi, and I play Alexander Young, a detective.
What's up? This is George Morales. I didn't mean to say my last name, but guess what? I'm speaking as Gomez Martinez Gonzalez. How are you guys doing today?
We're just doxing ourselves now. Okay.
Angie O. Dorothy Lear.
Next. Joel O. Theodore McAllister. I play an investigative journalist.
And I am Cedric Fosnes, your keeper, not your seeker.
There it is. There's the last name.
You did it right. Now, a quick question and a brief little example, right? What is one actual paranormal thing you guys ever witnessed? And or which one you guys would actually like to witness? So, for an example, I actually did witness a UFO one morning, early morning, while I was trying to go to McDonald's. So, basically, I was in the bus stop, standing there. It was 5:30 in the morning. Looked up. I used to look at the stars. And there was a big bulging light, literally floating just like this.
And where were you?
I was at the bus stop right there in
Federal. I said, what? I mean, like, where?
At the bus stop.
No, forget the bus stop. What state?
In Florida.
Oh, in Florida.
Yeah.
City. Yeah.
What city?
It was in Pompano.
What zip code?
And it was floating.
What day?
And then it goes, whoop, and then it disappears.
It told you, whoop.
I swear to everything I love.
It was a SpongeBob show episode.
He just had something in his eye.
That was, oh my gosh.
But apparently, for what I heard, right, continuing some research from there, kind of here and there, but that they choose for you to see them, and or apparently you could summon them mentally.
So that means you're probably going to get probed in the future.
I'll probably get probes.
Oh, good luck. I guess, me going next. I've seen real-life demons. And I'm not very big on talking about it, but
you gotta be brief.
I guess
you don't have to explain it.
You know what? I'll actually talk about the time I saw a ghost, and it was at an ex girlfriend's house, and I was playing hide and go seek with her family.
Do
with
I
her,
know this ex girlfriend.
Yes, don't worry about it.
Oh my
gosh. No. So. I was playing hide and go seek with the brothers and sisters and everything. It's like 9 o'clock at night, and I'm the one seeking. So I go, I say, ready or not, here I come. And I walk into, given the ex is not playing at this time, and I walk into the dining room or kitchen, and I see this old guy with glasses wearing a wife beater and brown pants walk in from the garage. And he walked in from the garage, and then I noticed he didn't open the door. He just walked on through. And then he stopped, looked at me, smiled, and then walked into where the fridge was standing. And I was so freaked out, I fell back, and I started crawling. I couldn't walk for some reason. I started crawling back to the room, and I told the ex, like, hey, someone's here. I started freaking out. He was like, what person? And I described what I saw. And then she pulled out a picture. She said, this person?
Get out of here.
And then I was like, yeah, it was that freaking guy. He's in your fridge. And she was just like, that's my grandfather. He died 4 years ago. I was like,
why would she just instinctively know to pull out a picture of her grandfather?
Well, no, because I described it previously.
This is giving a show.
Dan, this is a nightmare you had.
This wasn't a nightmare.
After you ate something spicy and went to bed. Like, that's,
yeah, he was on drugs.
Okay, well, later on that night, I found out that there was a human skull in the house, too. I don't know who it belonged to.
It was a grandfather's.
Guys, this is actually a movie that's currently in
the theater. It's not a movie!
He's giving that one episode of Family Guy. When he found the skull.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Anyway, and that's my story.
Oh.
It's crap.
I didn't really encounter anything.
What would you want to encounter?
Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Oh.
There we go. Amen. Enough said.
It's raptured right
now. Oh my god! She starts T-posing.
George, anyways. You have anything?
So as a kid, I was, I guess, I woke up in my sister's room, and there was a UFO right outside the window.
Wait, really?
Yes. And I'm assuming it was like the ass, it was the ascension of the sun coming out, just barely.
This is the fourth kind.
The barely, it just came up, the sun, I'm assuming, you know, it was still just barely lit outside.
So we're talking about 6:30.
Dusk.
I'm assuming dusk, right. Yeah. And you can hear it, and it gives like a faint humming sound, not a real loud sound.
Right.
And I ran outside the room. But you can hear it just like, you can hear it, like the vibrations kind of like blow up, and it followed me out to the backyard. Because my kitchen is
directly. Why'd you run outside?
Into the backyard. I didn't. I was in my sister's room, and I walk right into the kitchen, and you can hear it just kind of like blow right into the backyard.
You didn't hear nothing,
I freaked out. You don't really hear it. Or something like that.
So apparently from Grant Hancock, what he found out about the new element, apparently it's anti-gravity. That's how it's powered. They're by anti-gravity.
I don't know.
So that's apparently, that's the fuel system, quote-unquote unfuel system. They're powered by anti-gravity.
And then I tried to go to my sister in my parents' room and wake her up, and she was not having it. And she was just telling me to go to sleep. My sister was there. And I guess my parents were out partying the night before, and they had not come back yet. And then
UFO.
Yeah, so I don't know.
That's wild.
That's mine.
Can Santa Claus be considered a paranormal activity?
Because
yes.
Oh, okay. Then I did see him.
You saw Santa?
I thought I did. Yeah.
Really? Seriously?
Yes. Your dad hired a guy.
No.
Somebody was trying to rob your house.
Well,
I don't. Well. No, it looked
like a fat man.
I can see the outfit, you know,
the red
and the white, the boots, and it was glowing, something glowing coming in like near my parents' door.
It was the
Grinch. And we had the Christmas tree too on the side, like it was during
I would want to. Oh, I am really, I forget a lot. I'm a very forgetful person. So I may
that
have experienced
been taken before.
No, I may have experienced something that I thought was freaky once, which, I mean, I've seen a lot of freaky things in my life. I have.
But you don't remember?
Well, I mean, it's not paranormal. Like, I once walked behind a bathroom and I saw, like a fox skull just being completely devoured by ants once.
Have you ever, something small, right? So have you ever one day you were just walking by yourself in an empty room or something that's semi-empty and something catches your eye, but it was just like a random object? So for example, right, I could go ahead and see whatever this tote is right here in the corner, but if I look at it, it's an actual TV, not a tote, or something I see that's black. Do you ever witness that before?
I saw a roly-poly in an empty hallway once.
Who?
You know, like the little insect.
Isopod?
No.
That's what basically they are.
I guess like tiny land isopods, sure. But... Oh, yeah, there's little roly-polies. Okay, well, okay,
you live in such a fantasy world, Joel. Okay. Calm down.
Okay. All right.
I'm alone.
You guys ready to go ahead and enter the mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So going to do a recap, right? So yeah, so I go ahead and I look right at Alexander Young, and Abraham Van Helsing basically goes and looks at Alexander Young right in the eyes and basically smiles and tells him that he is a werewolf. He is a hunter of the night as well.
And learning that information after what I've seen as of late, I get a huge smile on my face. I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. And then I start walking towards the door.
Okay. So you don't have to go ahead and roll. How does everybody else go ahead? Because they basically slightly heard that.
Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you. I didn't think so. I told you guys to head to the car.
Oh, I don't recall that.
Remember, I told them, all right, guys, I'll catch you guys outside.
Yes, my bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys didn't hear.
You don't have to go ahead and roll for sanity anyway, so that's fine. Because of the fact
he didn't transform right then and there.
Well, no, but he kind of accepted it because everybody else would have heard it. I would have to go ahead and base off their reactions.
Ah, okay.
That's all. So, okay. So you go ahead and you walk out. Alexander Angleton walks out, right? And then we're going to go ahead and end the night from right there. Okay.
Oh, we're all going home? I thought we were going to the place.
Well, because it's going to go to... Oh, you know what? That's true. Because we're going to go ahead and plan, right?
Yeah, so I walk outside to everybody by their cars. It's like one of those meets that, like, all the cars are, like, surrounding.
Ah, yeah, we did. Yes, yes. Go ahead. Right,
sorry. All right, guys. So, where are we going? Theodore, I love your haircut.
Huh?
That's why.
Where are we going?
I mean,
the plan is right now that we, that, well, this is what Van Helsing's saying, right? You guys need to go ahead and get the Eye of the Bridge. That's the first totem. The Eye of the Bridge is located Point Pleasant.
What time is it right now?
So right now it's a little bit after 12. So let's just say probably between 1 and 2.
So, would you guys like to pick this up first thing in the morning? Or would you guys like to go now?
Let's drive there ASAP. What are we messing around for?
Let me go get one more cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Walks back inside.
For real.
All you hear is, hey, how's things?
Let me get one more slice of cherry pie.
Oh, my goodness.
it's midnight, 12 a.m., right?
Right, the time is still going as you guys are planning, right? So, obviously, right now, right, she wants to go ahead and get coffee. Let's say that's going to probably take 10 minutes. He wants to go ahead and get another coffee. It's going to add on 30 minutes. Coffee. He wants to go and add it, right?
You didn't get gas in the truck yet?
I need to get gas in my truck.
So
right, who am I riding with?
Van Helsing also, he left, so obviously after that introduction, he left. He's going to go ahead and meet you guys over there. So
okay,
it's
so,
up to you guys right now to prep and what you guys want to go ahead and bring and take. Also,
you're supposed to give me a gun, right?
I was actually about to ask you what weapons you had on you.
I have an improvised weapon, but that's about it.
If you guys want to add one more thing as well, go ahead.
You were supposed to give me a gun, if I remember correctly.
I was thinking about giving you a gun.
You promised me a gun, officer.
Promise is a strong word.
We have gone into a lot of shenanigans together, and I think I deserve
it. And you've been alive through it all, so it kind of makes it seem like you don't really need a weapon.
My luck is going to run out.
Okay.
Especially
how about this? How about this? We leave your truck here.
Oh, God.
And we go in my car, and if we pass by the precinct or the police station, we can stop and I'll pick you up a Saturday night special.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go. I'm in.
Okay.
Let me get my coffee.
So you guys plan out, right? So obviously you guys go ahead, you guys walk out, you got your coffee. Well, you're going right back and you're going to get your coffee. You guys are walking right back out.
Two creamers and four sugars.
And then you hear in the backyard, in the back of Gomez, hey, give me one too.
What are you talking to?
You!
What do you want?
A coffee.
Oh, same as you.
And the sugar?
You know what? Black! That's nice.
Got you. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't say what you wanted to say. You held it in very good.
Anyways, so, you guys go ahead and make your preparations, right? Do you guys want to go straight there, correct?
I'm the leader, and I say, we do.
Okay.
Who made you leader?
Now, nobody said a word, so I was just taking lead.
We're thinking about our decisions.
Rock. Hey, wait, for the camera.
Oh.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No.
Yeah!
That's what happened.
Okay. So...
I said, let's get.
I want to say note that he didn't take my best 2 out of 3.
Go ahead. Because losers want chance extra.
Okay.
Winners only need one.
So you guys are on the way. You agree?
So does a
boy. Yeah. And you're still taking. We're going now.
You're still taking.
We're leaving. And we're taking his truck, and we're going straight to the.
I don't have a truck.
Department.
Okay. I don't have a truck.
You have a broken down sedan.
Yeah, I got a sedan.
Yeah, and we're going straight to police department.
Okay, so right now...
Whoa, I said if, but okay.
It's no more ifs, ands, or buts. It's only nows.
So right now, you guys are going to go ahead to the police department. As you guys are doing that, Theodore is obviously going over his notes, too, about the Mothman. Do you want to go ahead and say anything about that by your notes? Obviously, you don't have nothing.
Wait, who is he riding with? Are we all riding together?
All together
okay, cool.
Carpooling? Okay. Hello.
I'm so sorry. Stop. It was the fastest instinct. I saw it. I thought it was bothering you. I'm so sorry.
When that guy's dust on my
head. So just to go ahead and look further to help you out.
Hold on. He made a connection with it. Dan killed it. Like, it was a whole thing.
It was a moth.
This is a visual representation of moths. This is a visual representation of Dan crushing my dreams.
Oh my god. Let it also be noted that I have full faith in him. I just...
Do we...
Cool, man.
All right. Your main thing as you're looking through your notes, right, there's a couple of main topics that you're going over, which kind of creeps you out, is the fact that his eyes, which is huge, 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 bug-shaped, black, reflecting eyes. Right. Also then, too, right, of all the notes you've taken about people saying about psychedelic things about...
Well, put it on the screen, bro.
So that will be the two.
Would you put it on the screen?
I would, but you know what? Don't say that.
Don't say that, bro. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that, bro?
Every time I try to tell the camera, it's like, we'll put it on the screen, by the way. Hey, listeners, here it is. Okay.
So anyways, those are the two things that you've been worrying about.
Forcing you to edit.
Working about as you're looking through your notes. The eyes, the detail of the eyes, and... the stuff that's been going on with people with their minds.
You look pretty deep there in thought.
All right. Even though you're a bit of a loudmouth, I'll show you what's going on here.
I cocked my gun.
Whoa!
Keep driving, Gomez.
Can you stop doing that?
Oh, you guys are at the thing right now.
Right. Where?
Oh, you guys are almost to the police station. I'm so sorry.
Who's driving again?
We're still driving, right?
Hold on. You drive fast. Why are you driving
fast? It's kind of going fast.
Okay, wait, what's the seat position? He's driving, obviously. Are you...
Passenger.
Passenger. So we're in the back seat.
We're in the back
seat. So you're right, buddy.
Wait, is it
anyway, okay, here. Let me pass it over to passenger seat. Actually, no, I'll just show passenger.
Arthur is in the middle.
That's fine.
Arthur West is in the middle as well, so my bad, y'all.
Great heavens!
Check this out, Dorothy.
Arthur looks in between because right now he's in the middle. Well, geez, golly, what is that type of creature out there?
He's right! Martin looks into the rear view
mirror.
Martin is looking into the rear view mirror.
Rear view milk.
Miller. He's looking at the rear view Miller.
I'm looking in the mirror.
No lights.
Oh, God. That looks... What is it?
Well... It's hard to say for real, but if I had to guess,
it's like an owl to me.
It looks like something that could be considered
an owl.
The Mothman.
A what?
Yeah, that looks like
a Mothman.
Something I've only really heard of. But honestly, day by day, it feels like stuff like this is getting more and more real to me.
What?
Alexander Young. Has a thousand yard stare outside the window and says, for some reason that doesn't surprise me.
You're doing the thing that he did where you're calling yourself in third person.
Yeah. You are.
I forgot.
And you called him out.
Wait, you were speaking out loud. No, he was talking in his mind.
Yeah, I was
out loud. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to look outside with a thousand yard stare and I'm going to say, at this point, nothing surprises me out there.
Theodore McAllister looks at him.
Keep going. Stick your head out.
Keep going. Please keep going.
I hate you.
Theodore McAllister looks at Alexander doing that and rolls his eyes and then puts his notes away.
You guys would like me to roll down the window for the air to flow?
Did you fart?
No.
Is your accent being contagious again? Because
no, it's just because I'm figuring I put down the window.
Is he being controlled?
Bring it down. It's kind of southern barrel.
Thank you.
Makes it sound like you farted.
So as you
might kind of stuffy in here.
As you guys get to go and pull up to the police station, which is obviously closed, I want Dorothy Lear and I want Gomez, Martin Gomez, to go ahead and roll for the stuff.
Notice the stuff?
Whoa, these two?
Yeah, because they have totems.
Is it because I'm drunk?
Oh.
16.
Did you take the, did you take the eraser off your pencil?
It broke by accident. I'm so sorry. I got fidgety. There is no finding stuff. Oh, spot hidden?
Yeah.
Oh, spot hidden. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
My bad. I know you passed.
Come on. Me too.
One.
Damn.
99.
Oh.
Is that good? No, that's not good. No. I'm about to hit a rat.
Yeah.
You, so, you hit Mothman.
Well, technically, as a rat. Anyways.
It's like Greg and Josh when they hit Oprah.
So as Martin Gomez, right, he's still driving. He doesn't notice it. But Dorothy Lear notices her, which is her relic. I'm so sorry, totem.
My thingy doesn't flash.
No, because you're driving.
That's
you don't see it, but she's seen it. Her madame lens. Right? So obviously you're going ahead and you're seeing it right now. You're noticing that it has a reflective light going off of it as of right now to you.
I feel like since he got 99, he should, like, in order to compensate for the fact that he didn't notice anything, he should actually get something hit. Like,
well, no, he's probably getting blinded by it. I grab it and he's getting blinded by it.
Oh, yeah, it's in his rear view mirror. It's, ah!
Oh, that's a good point to say.
And swear me
that's
a,
well, no, you guys are already there.
To the police station?
You guys are already there?
We got there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are already there. You're basically out, but while you guys are coming out, that's what you notice. Your lens.
Falls.
That's what you notice at lens. Now, the Madame lens, which I'll go ahead and tell you at least. Well, before I go ahead and tell you, go ahead. Do you want to observe it?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead and roll for spotting again. Well, I'm pretty sure there's a one for observation, I think. Or let's see.
No, it's all spot hidden, bro.
All spot hidden?
Yeah.
I was wondering if we were to study it.
Oh, to study? That would be,
Research or no?
No.
That's what
maybe.
I have. No, that's what I have. That's all I have.
History?
No. I'm gonna roll anyways.
Yeah, just roll. It'll be okay. We'll just use spot hidden.
So spiritual.
Oof, 74.
That's not good.
74?
Spot hidden, no, it doesn't work.
Okay, well, you just notice that the shine has been going off of it, almost as reacting to something. Obviously, it's reacting to the miner's lantern, but you just notice it obviously reacting a little bit.
That's strange.
As we're walking inside, I'm going to be like, all right, let's hurry this up. And right, I'm going
to... Well, it's only taking long as... This will only take as long as it takes for you to get that gun.
So great.
As Alexander Young goes ahead and opens up the door of the precinct, they all four and all five of them go ahead and walk right inside, leading.
Oh, I forgot. We also have the NPC with us.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. I forgot about
it. We're all getting
NPC?
Guns.
We're just calling him NPC.
Arthur.
No, Arthur.
His name is McGillicuddy.
No.
Arthur West.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It just... You really?
I'm not gonna lie, Angie.
I've been assaulted.
You reminded me.
Oh. I'm not
okay.
Actually...
I just
not actually
Artie.
Disclaimer.
You can call him Art. Art.
Yeah,
you
Art.
Art.
So right now, Alexander Young is leading the group for now. Obviously, because he's inside the priest and getting your weapon. So you guys go ahead.
So...
And you guys do need to make this quick. I'm sorry, right?
Just yeah,
go ahead.
So I'm gonna walk inside and I'm gonna see somebody at the front desk and be like... Hey, I'm picking up some weapons. We're in an investigation. These people are helping me, okay? Don't worry about it.
Buddies was drinking coffee. Yeah, whatever. That was it.
All right, cool. So I walk into the back, and you hear, like, a lot of scrambling or whatever. And instead of finding a stub nose, I find, like, the smallest gun that they have. Oh, and be like, this is all they had.
Okay, but hear me out.
I said, this is all they had!
With what we're dealing, there's no way you're telling me we don't have a shotgun.
That is evidence.
Well, here,
shotgun.
Take a look at this. I pull out.
Nobody just has a shotgun. What are you grabbing?
Well, hold on. It depends. Hold on. Let's backtrack, right?
Because
there is a point. It depends where you're going. So he made a point that he's going inside the evidence room. That's the point he's making.
Why would you take me to the evidence room?
Well, because it's discreet.
You have a shotgun displayed right above your desk.
Exactly.
That's why.
My prime possession that I got a marksmanship award for because I am that damn good at shooting and nobody touches that.
Bring it down because we're going to need it.
Do you have a sheriff hat?
I'm a detective.
You start talking like a sheriff.
He's a goofy detective.
Okay. I guess we all should.
Professor.
All okay, so we're in the year 1970s, right?
Yes. So
okay, so I'm gonna hand Theodore McAllister a billy club, a blackjack. Yeah, blackjack.
Okay, write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
I'm going to give. What do you need? You know what? Brass knuckles. You seem like a fighter.
Okay. Yeah. My books are the weapons.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Jeez. Okay. And no, just fine. You know what? I'm gonna give him the same gun as me.
Okay.
No. Wait. I have
a 38 automatic.
Wait. How about that one? Automatic. I pull out. Like it's like one of the miniature guns, but it has like a little like thigh strap, so you can like tuck it into the thigh strap.
That's a 45, right?
So. Oh, no.
Hey, small check caliber. The bullets on that, because I don't think you got many.
I don't think it's a 45, my bad. 45 is a bigger caliber.
It's got 25.
Oh, it definitely does not hold 25. Let me check that.
He's checking out numbers.
I look at it, there's only 5 shots in it.
Hold on. No. One chamber.
6.
But 6 shots.
Count.
There's not a revolver.
No! That's what's in the mag. 5 and then 1 in the chamber. That's 6. But it's 45, so they're pretty big.
You're right.
Yes.
You guys are wasting time. Remember, let's go. Gotta,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's run out.
So we 3 guns.
I have a billy club.
He has a billy club.
Billy club,
but you know what? That gun that he found, I'm going to be like, you know what? Once you really need this, I'll give it to you.
Hold on.
So I put it in my pocket.
Hold on. Roll for spot hidden for that gun.
Because you just pulled it out of nowhere.
Yeah, not gonna lie.
All right.
And if it's a decent roll close to it, I'll give you a different weapon instead.
Ooh.
73. Wait.
Out of what though? What's your thing?
It should be over here, spot hidden or something.
I don't. Oh yeah.
70.
I could use luck.
Yes, well, you could.
Okay. If you want, it's up to you.
How much luck do I got? Not much. I'll use it.
It's up to you. That, or you can get a lesser weapon without using luck.
What's the lesser weapon?
That's a surprise.
You know what? Fine. I'll save my luck.
It's up to you.
Save your luck.
All right. I'll save my luck.
I don't need luck. I got a gun.
Oh, damn. I missed it.
No. So he's gonna give you something else.
So the weapon that Theodore goes ahead and finds inside of a bloody bag, it was a good, basically like a Bowie knife. Basically, what I mean by a Bowie knife is it's like one of those thick old Rambo knives, basically with those like exaggerated curves.
A boy.
Now like the handle itself is weird because it's red and it has a type of cross with a jewel in the metal of it.
That knife I found at a crime scene once. You're more than welcome to use it, but be careful.
Now I have 2 knives.
Here we go.
Can I take your detective manual? That looks sturdy enough.
Detective manual?
And the
Why
police.
Not? The paper cuts and the...
That's wild.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I give it to her, like, all right.
So we have a knife, brass knuckles, and a book.
I have bronze knuckles and I have a weapon.
You should write down that you have the manual with this.
Yeah. Now, what about for Adam West now? I mean, Arthur.
I turn around and I pick up my shotgun and I say, Art, I don't know why, but I feel very close to you. So I'm gonna entrust you with my prized possession here.
You just called him NPC earlier.
Well, dang it now, man, Alexander Detective Lee, be nice and generous for me with this gun. He takes the shotgun nice and gently, but he uses it, starts cocking it as if he is skilled with it. So he's taking it,
and we're all whoa.
Yeah,
I'll be like, it's like we're Rangers now.
Yeah, so you're Don Ratty like Rangers Power now. Rangers. And then he goes ahead and shake. Then you guys go ahead and shake your hand just like that one meme. You that's how me.
I mean. Okay, and then we all walk out towards the car. I'd be like, let's go. All right, have a good night, Jimmy.
So you guys all gear right now to go ahead and walk to the car?
Wow, that was like an Ranger origin thing. And you listen to that little, I like that. I like how you brought that in.
Right. Yeah, and I say good night to Jimmy.
He doesn't care. He's one of those people. He's just lazy. He's just a fun.
And then I tell the other guys, he's going to be fired real soon.
Okay. So obviously, I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't get to go ahead and chance to say the episode name, but this one is going on to day 3 for episode 5, The Plan. Okay, so morning of, right? The sun rises over West Virginia, casting warm light on the cold truth. Alexander, Theodore, Martin, Dorothy, and the shaken Arthur. He wasn't even shaken. And Arthur West. In seclusion of last night's fear hardening into resolve, Theodore spreads out a map, his hands trembling despite his steady voice. The Mothman, he begins, isn't just a monster. My studies, photos, and accounts show its physical herald appearing before disaster, feeding on the fear broadcasting it. Right, so I just started that little bit of sentence for you for right now, right? So obviously you're looking for that, and you're obviously getting scared about it because obviously you started talking about it before you guys left. I'm so sorry. So let me reorganize myself, right? I'm so sorry. So right before you guys entered the precinct, right? He was obviously looking over his notes.
Yes.
When you guys are late, when you guys left, he's going over it again, which caused more panic into him.
Okay.
So that was the scene I was trying to go in, so I'm so sorry for that.
Okay, so now that we're all in the car, we're driving towards, what was the name of the place again?
Point Pleasant.
Oh, Point Pleasant. As we're all driving to Point Pleasant, I gotta take aggro on this, and I'll drive. And we get there slightly faster than normal.
Okay. Now.
Wait, should I roll for it? I'm pretty sure I have a drive. Yeah, I have a driving auto. Can I roll for that?
Go ahead, yeah.
I also have driving auto, but, you know, I like to get this.
We all get into a car accident.
What is it?
We get a flat tire.
No,
we
got a nat 100. Yes, flat tire. Don't kill us all.
We got a nat 100?
Yeah.
We got a flat tire. Please. Worst.
You know what?
Because Can I roll with advantage?
I'm
taking aggro on them.
So let me go ahead. Hold on. Here, I got you guys. Because right now, this is going to change things up. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
No, because you actually read my mind. That's why I did that.
I did?
Yeah, you read my mind. Yeah, I had to go ahead and change it up. So, because...
Oh, no.
Because Dan did it because he doesn't like to get there safely.
Because Alexander Young, in hurry to go ahead to go to Point Pleasant. And, mind you, let's go ahead and off track a little bit. Just talk about Point Pleasant. Point Pleasant is actually obviously a factual place where the Mothman went ahead and apparently there was a disaster to where he destroyed the bridge.
Is this true?
Yes. That was a whole 4-4 tour that over there in Point Pleasant, there's a famous bridge that collapsed because of the Mothman, hence why his notoriously famous things over there. It's also in the movie, too, The Mothman. On the way to Point Pleasant, you guys are getting very close, and because of Alexander Jones' driving, you guys go ahead and hit the flat tire. Now. And now you guys, right there in the middle...
Were we almost there?
You guys were almost there.
Ah, we can walk this far, guys!
No,
you idiot!
Get out and push!
You guys have...
I didn't see the nail in the road!
Extra tire.
Can I roll luck to see if I have an extra tire?
Go ahead.
Is shoe standard with a police officer?
Now you guys are 4 miles away from here.
It's an 80.
An 80?
My luck is 50.
I guess you broke it.
You better open.
I open your trunk. Let me see what's in there.
Okay.
Do you have a spare tire?
Hold on. Roll for spot hidden.
No spare tire.
And no. I didn't roll for spot hidden
because you got an 80.
Yeah. We can't hide that.
Wait, this is 20.
You know what? Make him the spare tire.
Yeah, we actually checked our spare tire. You rolled an 80. That means it's bad. Now I'm not.
This is 22.
Yeah, it's because I'm.
Oh. So
it's early in the morning. Go ahead and roll for spotted again.
40.
This one.
It's this one?
51.
What?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
65.
Good.
51. Good. That's what I passed.
Good. Yes. You see a tire shop. Gas station. Right, by. You go ahead and point it out to everybody.
See? I knew what I was doing.
We weren't even looking for that. We were looking for a spare tire in your car.
And boom, spare tire.
Well, okay, yeah. We could go out to the tire shop real quick.
Not mine. Leader says not mine.
Okay.
Matter of fact...
Oh! Nose goes. Up, Theodore's pain.
No. Are you going to do it?
Yes, I did. Hey, Theodore, I really appreciate it. The police will maybe reimburse you one day. We'll think about it.
What are you talking about?
Maybe we'll think about it.
What do you mean? You lost. You gotta pay for the new tire.
What? You think I make money? I'm a photographer.
A photographer. He only takes pictures.
What?
So you're telling me you were trying to get Mothman's toes in that picture?
I did.
Ew.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, cool.
So next time, you're paying.
Why? I said no go.
As Theodore goes ahead, pays for the tire, the gang goes ahead, ends up leaving again, right to Point Pleasant, meeting up with Abraham Van Helsing. Now, you guys met up, and now you guys are going to go ahead and talk about how you guys are going to go forth with this. Okay? So you guys actually get to talk about the Mothman, right? So you start bringing up your notes again. Van Helsing goes ahead and agrees that, correct, the Mothman is no mindless beast, but a conduit of dread. Once a guardian, now twisted. Elias the Weaver uses the Eye of the Bridge Serapid's gift into a psychic screen. A beacon that amplifies fear. The creature protects the totem, believing it to be its very source of power. Now, this is where you guys go ahead and start talking about what you guys want to go ahead and do. Okay, so there's three choices. You guys either do a direct assault, a stealth, or mind games. Obviously, you guys are doing this to get the totem.
Direct assault. Leader says direct assault, so that's what we're doing.
Nose goes.
Damn it.
Well, well, well.
We'll see now.
Why doesn't Van Helsing just do this on by himself?
He's already here, right?
Well, yeah, you guys met with him.
Why is he putting us in here?
Yeah, why does he need our help?
Guys. Let's just...
Didn't he say he was a werewolf?
For real.
Well, you guys didn't know that.
You guys were not here for that.
You're right, I wasn't listening.
What information did you hold with your backpacks?
I'll have you know.
What is this information?
would you guys go ahead and interrogate him, knowing to see if he knows more about him? Because you guys noticed that they were speaking a little bit when you guys were out there.
I walk up to his little punk short butt, and I press him with
the same size.
Exactly, but I'm stronger. Apologies. You know what I freaking do? I poke him.
We're the same.
That's perfectly fine, but I'm stronger. And I poke you in the chest. Rigorously.
I don't feel it because of the hair that
I tell
have.
You what is that?
86. And I don't even feel it because you're just touching my chest.
Hair. That's what I'm trying to do anyways.
I didn't even roll. It just landed.
83.
So now
I completely ignore the librarian and Gomez.
Do you want to roll for intimidation?
Yeah, I'm going to intimidate
you. No. He should roll with
advantage?
No, disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
With him?
Yeah,
because he failed the bump.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, then can I punch him?
No, roll with disadvantage.
I don't know. That's up to him, bro.
Roll for disadvantage.
I actually have advantage on disadvantage. I'm at intimidation.
Okay, so
he can't do anything regardless.
So I'm just average.
You're just going to be. So it's basically.
It's a straight roll.
It's going to nullify itself, yeah.
Sick. Right, lift
wait, you. What are you trying to do? Punch me?
I lift you up and tell you. Tell us what you know.
He's
trying to force it out of you.
26.
Yeah.
Wait, can I?
So
I have a
okay.
So, strength of 70 as well, if that matters.
So as Martin Gomez goes ahead
you guys have
with a lot of force, perfect. And almost as if he has adrenaline going through him, he wants to go ahead and find out... Really, he wants to go ahead and find out about Van Helsing. Wow, I almost started stuttering. Goes ahead, grabs him by the collar, lifts him up almost a couple inches off the ground.
It was a fool to give me
like a pose.
Tell me what you should have known.
It catches Alexander Young off guard just a little bit, but it's reminding who he is.
A whole lot of it.
Well, okay, well it did. But
there we go.
But
because of that, go ahead as well. I want you to roll
a pose.
I noticed some tears in Alexander's eyes.
It's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Roll for a pose.
Okay, so I'm going to oppose. So what do I roll for opposing? Like strength or dexterity?
Oh, it depends what you want to do.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I want to see. I feel him coming at me, and I'm going to slap him in the face.
No, he already has you.
Oh, he already had me?
You just got to not have your feet.
Try to kick
him. Okay, I'm going to use strength to keep myself grounded.
Or just kick him in the groin?
Yes.
Would that be a dexterity?
So what he's trying to say is that he's already up in the air.
You want to
force yourself back down.
Oh, okay.
So you can either go ahead, you could use dexterity, but basically you can either try to intimidate him, you could go ahead, you could want to strike him because he touched you first.
You know what? Then I'm gonna roll fighting. Because it's the same as dexterity. All
right, perfect. And I roll for fighting as well because I got intimidations on brawl. Let's go.
Okay. So I'm going to... What I'm going to do is... Oh, depending on my roll. Let's see. Definitely. Oh, no.
He saved himself.
I have to roll, too.
I got a 6. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So with my 6, I'm going to look down at you. Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on.
No, go ahead.
No, you had me lift it up.
Pay attention to say.
Okay. I'm going to look down at you.
Same strength, by the way.
And I'm going to use my knee to... I'm going to lift up my knee and hit you right in the chin with my knee.
How do I counter that?
The crimson chin?
Ow.
Because you're holding me up like this, uh-huh. So my only thing would be to lift up my knee and hit you in the...
Do I have reaction time to just...
So you guys gotta go ahead and think. The reason why he's doing it because is of how he got shook by lifting him up. So his reaction was, I'm gonna need...
So I already have that kind of like velocity going up.
So you... Perfect, like it's a target's right there.
So
I'm surprised. I don't think about that.
Exactly. That's my point of going.
No, I think about breaking my leg so I can actually reach his...
What do you mean breaking my leg? It's so, already...
If he had you here, you told me his chin's down here like that.
Okay, give me. I got you. So let's go speak about this, right?
I thought better.
The reason why is let's go almost compared to the fact that you know how like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man were he saved the one girl in the cafeteria and he caught all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm a very strong.
I have extreme
man.
Success. He has a great success. Just to point that out there.
So it's okay. So basically what I'm trying to go ahead and say, that whole reaction to where you guys don't think about it but you do it anyways, like something's falling, you grab it. That's coming from the spinal cord. Okay? Hence why the brain reacts afterwards. Hence why you need him as a cop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that went ahead and kicked in. As you went ahead and need him, he just rolled to go ahead and fight back just right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which was a 20. Now, you go ahead, Martin, explain what
you
do.
What are you
going to
do?
And then after that, something else is going to go ahead and happen because you guys are literally into a whole thing of a fight.
He catches it with a
third.
Oh, yeah.
Arthur, what? Boobs catch it.
Arthur West literally has his hand at his hip watching you guys too. He's shaking his head. So go ahead, Martin Gomez. Right, you got hit right in the jaw, basically in the chin.
Should I roll damage?
No, not yet.
I just rolled the toss him.
Just to toss him?
Yeah, just toss him.
Okay, does Martin have a glass jaw?
I don't know. Should we roll for no? No. He's got chiseled chin rock.
He's a minor.
Yeah, no, because he literally lifts him up. He's a minor.
I can't believe we're playing this game with a minor.
So as Martin Goldman goes ahead and tosses Alexander Young, actually, no, it doesn't matter.
Can I roll dexterity to land on my feet?
He just dropped.
I mean,
I'm a detective.
He's been holding you up for 20 minutes.
So Alexander goes ahead. He wants to go ahead and fight right back. But because this guy went ahead and rolled Van Helsing, which he rolled a 59. I don't think that was actually pretty good.
No, there's nothing.
Can I just boomerang my detective manual in between them?
He's trying to go ahead and stop the fight. The only thing he can go ahead and say that this is really unnecessary as of right now.
And I tell him to get the heck, stay out of it. This is between me and myself and him.
And that's why he's bleeding and I'm not.
But this doesn't help out with the fact that right now we have a totem we need to go ahead and get.
That's true. And I tell him I'll be the mature one and I'll follow you to it.
And I'm going to slap him.
And then I...
Yes!
And then I look at Van Helsing and I say, look at this. Immaturity.
And then I give a side eye to Van Helsing and be like, some of this for you too.
Oh my god. So Van Helsing goes and puts his hands up in the air, trying to calm you guys down again. Guys.
Calm me down?
Guys.
I've been calm for the longest time. It's this wild man right here that won't stop.
Then as I'm about to slap him, I stop right at his face. I'm going to be like, I will be the bigger person then. And I walk into watch
street. Bless you. That was a good one.
Sorry.
That was a good six.
And I say bigger person. The only way you became the bigger person was when I lifted you.
And that's why I'm better looking. Come on, Theodore and Art. Leave the chattel society behind. Minor. I thought you would follow him or something because I don't want him to go alone. I don't want him to die.
As
I was going with Van Helsing.
You're stronger.
I got a gun now.
As Arthur goes ahead. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead. Let's just calm things down here. We're all trying to go ahead and fight. Ain't nothing going ahead and going forth by this right now.
That's true. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I understood that.
Oh, you're so lucky. I was about to trip your ass.
So Van Helsing, as of right now, goes ahead and looks at everybody, right, with piercing eyes a little bit, and he goes, okay, are you guys ready to go ahead and wait tonight?
Wait 2 nights?
You have to wait for nightfall.
Oh,
so son of a gun! What time is it?
Because it's in the morning.
I'm hungry.
What's nearby? Can we anywhere to rest?
Sponsor.
No, so you guys are right now at Point Pleasant, okay? So as of right now, you guys pick direct assaults, right? So you guys are right now trying to plan up how you guys are going to straight up just kill them, okay?
We're gonna go back to another diner.
So, no, you guys don't have to. You guys are at the bridge, right? So, you guys are basically at the bridge. You're not on it, but you guys are at the bridge. So, you're on a street looking at the bridge, a good view of it, right?
Okay, so
you guys would need to try to go ahead and plan out how, again, with a direct assault, to kill or at least take down, quote unquote, the Mothman. Van Helsing goes ahead, and since you guys picked that, he assures that let's just go straight to the front. Just straight down the middle, right at midnight. That's what he's saying, bud.
And I'm gonna say,
you have a plan?
I do have a plan.
All right, go ahead.
Don't worry, guys.
As crazy as mine. Go ahead.
Well, I was actually gonna have a logical plan.
Oh, exactly. Yours is probably way more logical than mine. Go ahead.
And you guys want to follow this absurd?
Well, I haven't followed anyone.
You know what? That's why you're just so damn smart.
I'm more inclined to follow him.
Are you flirting? Keep it to yourself.
What is this, daughter? Yeah,
oh, shoot, she is here. I'm married, too. Wait. No, she died.
I'm...
Feel lonely, Alexander?
I have a son, but...
My wife.
You do some kids and all?
So again, now you guys are walking and planning this stupidly, right? So... Theodore has anything to share with his notes again, knowing that messes with people's minds, so you want to go ahead and bring that up?
Oh, family?
Yes. Yes. Everybody. So what are your notes that you notice that people have you witnessed about the mind control?
Guys, this is insane. Mothman has the ability to control our psyches. We need to do something about this, because if we don't strengthen our minds, we're goners.
Well, as Abraham says, Theodore is right. Again, the Mothman does mess us with the psyche, with people's minds. He will go ahead and torture you to death.
Yep.
It's a good thing I'm already crazy.
Our players have now acquired weapons, but could you really trust these people with weapons? What monster could they be facing next that needs this kind of firepower? Find out next time on the Beyond Adventure podcast. Also, remember everyone, if you would like to support us on Patreon. Anything helps. We would love to see you guys getting on there and helping us out. Also, you get early access to up-and-coming episodes. We post them 3 days before they actually come out to the public. So join up, enjoy with us, and... we'd love to hear from you guys.
Beyond Adventure Cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as The Keeper, Joel Ortegi as Theodore McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Dorothy Lear and editor of the podcast, George Morales as Martin Gomez, and me, Dan Ortegi, as Alexander Young. Intro and outro song is by Daniel Montos. Remember to follow him on his Instagram @Daniel.MatosTJD for more of his amazing music. follow us on our social media, and check out our Patreon, where we will be posting new episodes a bit earlier than when they air for everybody on YouTube. Check us out, guys. If you guys can help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. And remember to subscribe to the YouTube and hit that bell for notifications when we drop brand new episodes. Join us for this adventure, and I can't wait to see you guys all next time.